Oh, yes, I can agree if there's genuine reasons, but I mean, like, month in, month out, there's over 30% refusal of houses, and that's where I'm trying to figure out is why this refusal of houses is coming. Because, as I said, every day I'm getting called regarding, can I get a house, can I get a house? And we're going to have a serious problem in the coming months and years regarding Mike and then Sean. So I'm thinking to people to reconsider if they're getting a house. I think that it should be a good idea maybe to accept it.
Does the allocation process and the consultation associated with it need to change? That maybe before a formal offer is made, if there was some discussion, some assessment made, a lot of these problems could be headed off at the pass rather than having a formal offer made and then that formal offer refused?
Well, I would say probably in an ideal situation that would be correct. But our staff are pinned to the colour at the present moment in time regarding and housing. And I'm thinking that when somebody comes to the top of the list with the point that they have and they're offered a house, normally those houses come within the requirements that they're looking for, within the area that they're looking for. They should be seriously looked at and taken the house.